The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for us.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We were just talking about the health freedom movement with Roseanne Lindsay last hour. And lo and behold, Bowler Report comes out writing about it. I haven't even gotten to read it, but we've got it linked up. We'll see if we can add it to the notes. Superdon can blast it out. If you want to read about some of the history here, what happened at the Congress in 2014 up there with Diane Miller and that crowd. It was great. So this hour, Mike Adams joins us on show 1,000. 1,000 shows.
1,000.
Now, not since the beginning. That's an interesting concept, that 1,000 number. We were talking with Roseanne and Super Don on the break last hour about that. It's like not the 1,000th show that we've ever done. Because I started a weekly show in 1999. So let's say on average, 52 weeks of the year, 50 shows a year. I tended not to take more than that off if I could. So about 50 shows a year from 1999 to, 2010 just about? So about 500.
So that's 11 years times 50.
About 500 shows in 10.
About 500 shows?
550 in 11 years. And then in the last three, we've done 1,000. So it took me 10 years to do 500 shows, approximate. It took 3 years to do 1,000.
Wow.
And most all of them are up, certainly since we started at Natural News Radio. Only we lost the first few when we were starting.
It's interesting. Every once in a while, I'll go and take a look at the archive, because I'm looking for something. I want to see when we had a guest on or something like that. And that is quite a list. When you scroll down, I think it's just like show after show after show after show. It's just like, wow, we've been busy.
Yeah. And occasionally I don't show up for work, and you're still there with something with Ty or with Liam or... Or Joni.
Yeah, believe it or not, once in a while you do take a day off.
I know, it's kind of strange. Like next Wednesday I'll be flying out to Seattle the 9th of October at Marlene's Market and Deli in Federal Way, Washington. By the way, the lecture they now tell me starts at 6:30 local time, so it'll be a little early. Hey, Izzy! He's happy to do the lecture.
Yeah, so she's celebrating the 1,000th show here.
So, and also the happiness that I start my lecture at 9:30 at night, my biological clock time, not 6:30, but regardless, next... Thursday, come on out to Marlene's Market in Deli. We'll be there. Also, looking forward to seeing my friends at A-Camp, and that's in mid-November in Las Vegas. And Nick Brannigan's hooking us up. We might do a local lecture, a local event in Las Vegas for all my Vegas listeners. We'll let you know as that evolves as well. RobertScottBell.com for all of the links in the show notes, as well as the supporters, if we will, the sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. Yesterday, we had an incredible interview with a woman, Nancy Pratt, who overcame a form of lymphoma cancer with Carnivora. What a cool story. You've got to listen to that interview. It's another inspiring one we did with Ty Bollinger. Really, really loved it. And Dr. Newsom will be out with us at ACAM. I look forward to meeting him in person for the first time. I've only gotten to chat with him over the last few months by phone and on the air here. But I really like that guy. He gets it. He really does. And his Super Earth Energy rocks. I'm telling you, if you haven't tried this stuff, or if you need extra support on the detox side, the digestive detox really will move things through. And the Inflammagon, for those that are dealing with skeletal, muscular, any kind of inflammation. Three good formulas that he's done, but that Super Earth Energy is extra special. DRNUZUM.com. You'll see a banner there. Just click the link. It'll take you right there. You can call and ask questions. So, I don't know. What do you want to do before we bring Mike Adams up? Because we're going to get, I know it's going to be pretty serious, even though we're going to celebrate, you know, 1,000 shows with Natural News Radio.
Well, I'll tell you what, we teased this yesterday. I got to ask you, did you get a chance to watch South Park last night?
I did, and I my wife DVR'd it, thankfully, and I was able to catch it after the fact, and it was, I tell you, I hadn't watched it in years. My son keeps me up on it. He says, hey, did you see what's in South Park? I said, I haven't watched it in years, kid, but he likes it, and he learns a lot from it. I don't know if that's bad or good, but there's a lot of political incorrectness, which we appreciate here, about commentary about what's going on out in the world. And certainly this one, Eric Cartman, if you remember that character, Cartman, I think he right. ended up saving the day, because this episode was about gluten-free Ebola. And it was uncanny how much it paralleled what's happening here with the Ebola mess and quarantining, and how, in fact, the government, you know, has got it all screwed up. And it's interesting, this little boy Cartman had a vision to solve this problem. I don't know if, should I reveal the ending here? Because, you know, what if people really want to see this episode of South Park and I'm just going to blow it for them? What do you think?
Well, okay, we'll just say right now, spoiler alert, for the next 5 minutes, if you have not seen South Park and you do not want to have the ending blown, then you need to hit the mute button until Mike Adams comes on.
Okay, good. So the boys at South Park, Trey and Matt, really do recognize the absurdity that the government tries to direct us on how we should eat and what we should eat. And, you know, four food groups and then the My Plate and then the pyramid. Remember the pyramid? And then they switched it into multiple pyramids. And everybody was so confused, they finally gave up when Michelle Obama came around and did whatever she did. And so Cartman, you know, basically has a vision, and he's visited by Aunt Jemima. You remember Aunt Jemima syrup?
Right.
We used to have Aunt Jemima syrup, and I don't think there was any real maple syrup in it. I don't know if it was high fructose corn syrup way back when, but it was sugar.
It was good.
But,
I remember
yeah,
that.
But now we do real grade B organic maple syrup. I'm just saying, it's changed. But in this episode, Aunt Jemima visits Eric Cartman and gives him a vision so how he can help restore sanity to the people of America who don't know what to eat anymore because of this gluten-free Ebola outbreak.
It's dinner time on the East Coast in less than an hour. People are going to die.
Sir, we've got a boy on the hotline that says he might know something.
Who is this?
My name isn't important. What matters is that the answer is in the pyramid.
The pyramid? That's ancient stuff you're talking about. Are you sure? Bring up the pyramid.
What is it? What is it for?
We built the pyramid a long time ago to illustrate how much people should eat of the four basic food groups.
Sir, we abandoned the pyramid when Michelle Obama got involved.
So, the pyramid. And, of course, they abandoned the pyramid to make multiple pyramids and then went to the My Plate and everything else that went there. But, yeah, well, remember, they had, whoever lobbied the hardest, whatever industry had the most money to lobby the government, the USDA, they got the prime spot on the pyramid. So, you know, Cartman gets the vision, the key is in the pyramid. And that's an interesting image, the triangle, the pyramid, and what has to happen in order to correct the mess that they're in. Let's give a listen.
The pyramid doesn't work. We've already tried it.
It's upside down.
What?
Sir, the pyramid is upside down.
Turn the pyramid upside down. It can't be serious. That would put butter and fat at the top of
the damn food pyramid.
This is not FDA approved.
I'm telling you, Cartman just takes it to the USDA and the FDA, and they are freaking in this. I was laughing my aspirin off. Let's just say it like it is.
I love it how the FDA guy looks like CIA or something. He's in a black suit with sunglasses and everything like that, and he's
right. Surprised he didn't have automatic weapons. Yeah, not FDA approved. And you know what's interesting? And I love the concept, the visual. If you can imagine the pyramid and you flip it upside down, you've got the point at the bottom. But if you understand the nature of nature, you know, speaking of what Roseanne talks about in her book, you know, the healing. You've got the roots going down. It's like the pyramid upside down, and the plant grows up and out. And so there is a majesty and a beauty to reversing that pyramid, and it's how, you know, a lot of growth occurs. And you can even put the helix spirals in there. You'll see the vortexes in there. And so it's really cool. And he flips it upside down after this vision from Aunt Jemima. Let's just give a quick listen to see what happens.
It's dinner time on the East Coast in 10 minutes. Now do it! match. Nutrition is stabilizing. We've got a well-balanced vaccine, sir.
Of course, they went with the vaccine instead of the reverse food.
But, I mean, if you think about it, in a way, they were really kind of poking fun at the situation, saying that we've got a vaccine because they obviously know that's what the government is looking for to solve this gluten-free Ebola outbreak. But in reality, what they did is when they flipped the pyramid upside down, all of a sudden now, the biggest food group at the top was fats and oils.
I know.
Grain was the smallest food group at the bottom. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, hey, we've solved the problem.
Right. And, you know, how often have we been saying for years here that their whole the emphasis on fats and their emphasis on, unfortunately, genetically modified things, grains and things, the things that have been lobbied heavier into existence to the point where they got a prime spot on the pyramid, not because they were most worthy, but simply because that's how the lobby game is played. That's when you want to centralize bureaucracy. You're going to have these folks get bought off. That's the way it's going to be. It's the easiest route to big money is you just buy off the regulators. And so here, you know, they flipped it upside down, suddenly the fats and the oil. So great, great lines in there, and got a hat tip off to Trey and Matt from South Park, the creators there, still doing it well after all these years, even though I hadn't watched them for a while. So Cartman, and in this episode, he didn't say, no more pie. However, he said that. I remember that one episode from years ago when they kept trying to feed him.
It was it was the cat trying to get his pot pie.
Right. Yeah, but he ate it all, and he said, no more pie.
Yeah, so it's good stuff. If you haven't had a chance to watch it, if you can, go check it out online or get it on demand on your cable or something like that. But definitely, there was actually a lot more other things in the episode that really kind of pointed out some important things having to do with diet and food and gluten and wheat and all that stuff. So,
yeah,
very entertaining and very well done.
Yep. Hey, listen, we're so appreciative of all of you out there, wherever you are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, 1 day a week, whatever you can do. Please keep talking to your friends about this. What is our goal here? It's just to literally bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs. And we're going to continue to do so. When we come back, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, has been a big part of how we've been able to reach the people of planet Earth in a bigger way. We're grateful to him. We're going to talk more about the serious side of Ebola, what's going on, what's real, what's not, what might be. So stick around, tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Right here with Super Don, RSB, and you. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com. Back with Mike Adams after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
In the help world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It would not be a party or a celebration here if we did not have our good friend, the guy that helped us start it all, now 1,000 episodes in since we cranked it up 6 days a week with Natural News Radio, my good friend, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams.
Well, hello, Robert. Congratulations. Wow, 1,000 shows. Man, it's hard to believe that first, the time has gone by that fast, but also that you've done 1,000 shows. That's a lot of work. How did you manage it?
Listen, I know that I have this basket to put it in called Natural News Radio, and it will be safe, and people will listen around the world, so it motivates me to continue to get this message out. Like I said, I'm amazed by, indeed, when we launched this thing. Remember back when we first connected many years ago, we started doing, like, when I was just on Sundays for many years, because we started in 1999 once a week, and then eventually you came on, we said, hey, can we do something together? And you were doing the Health Ranger reports, every once in a while you'd submit a 5-minute segment, and that was great, but it wasn't enough.
Yeah. I know, there's so many topics to cover. I'm so glad you're doing your show, and it's just a real pleasure and honor to work with you on this, where I'm doing stories and I'm managing a staff of investigative reporters, and you're doing radio and you're getting great guests on. And so we're able to cover all these different channels of information that people need to know. And this information, Robert, as you know, this is saving people's lives. This is empowering people in ways that the mainstream media never touches. You know, right now in this Ebola outbreak that's happening in America, the life-saving information that people need will never be distributed by the CDC. The CDC is in cover-up mode. But the alternative media, notably Natural News, the Robert Scott Bell Show, my work, others out there, like Gary Franchi.
Yes.
The alternative media is telling people the truth that they need to know to be safe and to save their own lives. Just as a simple example, the CDC still refuses to confirm that Ebola can be spread through non-direct contact. So a person can contaminate a surface, and then another person comes along and touches that surface, and then they can get Ebola. the CDC continues to say, well, you can only get it with direct body fluid contact. That's a lie, Robert, and that lie may get millions of people killed if this thing continues to spread. So the CDC is being extremely irresponsible, but we are picking up the slack on that and doing the responsible thing and informing people of what they really need to know.
Well, so, and even if they acknowledge the high-level so-called ability to transmit, their solutions are really not solutions. I mean, think about this is the same organization in 1976 that supposedly panicked because they were afraid 500,000 or more people would die of swine flu. They rushed to production a swine flu vaccine that kills or injures 500 people. Many are paralyzed with Guillain-Barré, and the swine flu was nothing. I mean, this is an organization that has a track record, the CDC, of something that we would never rely upon if we wanted to do well and be well, much less stay well.
Well, exactly right. And the fact that the CDC exclusively promotes vaccines and pharmaceuticals and will never entertain any other possibility from the entire world of multiple systems of medicine is extremely irresponsible, if not negligent. This is a time when we need to expand our vision of possible solutions to encompass the entire global community. We need to look at every system of medicine, every antiviral plant, herb, natural remedy. We need to look at colloidal silver, have it tested. We need to look at homeopathy, have it tested. We need to subject everything that's available out there to some testing and find out what works. But the CDC says, no, there's only one solution is vaccines.
Well, and it's true in the WHO, even though they've officially called for an open looking at everything, in reality, when you try to address and assess these things in Africa or like in Haiti, I mean, I know personally, I have personal knowledge of after the Haitian earthquake those years ago and the abject disease that spread, particularly with the diarrheal diseases that were killing people through dehydration, sending the silver in, it was 100% successful in the patients that it was tested on. And the moment the international organizations found out about it, they shut it down. They shut it down. Now, that's not, for me, it's not hearsay. You might be hearing it from me, but I know directly how this happened and transpired. So, unfortunately, these international organizations, they might say that they care about the people and they want to save them, but their behavior belies another agenda.
Oh, absolutely. Wasn't it the Pope who just warned that great evil will come to us disguised as good?
Yes, and these organizations, these so-called health organizations around the world and here in the United States are playing that playbook right out. We're going to take a break here. The Health Ranger is with us, Mike Adams, to celebrate our 1,000th show since we launched with naturalnewsradio.com 6 days a week. Of course, our syndicator GCN and heard around the world on many outlets. We appreciate y'all being here and appreciate Mike, and we'll hear from Super Don as well when we come back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Awake today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, continuing, you know, a celebration in the midst of a lot of stress and strain. We recognize the fear that is going out there. Some of it legitimate, some of it hyped to the point of extreme, which it's not beneficial. And that's where we want to calm the waters with providing practical solutions. And we wouldn't, you know, be doing justice to our 1,000th show, Mike, without at least acknowledging the sound behind the sound. He's the guy that makes it sound so good. Yeah, Super Don!
Where's I should play the laugh track right now is what I should be doing.
No, it's not. It's applause track. That's an applause line.
Definitely.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
We even talked before we brought you up here last segment when we were, you know, remember when we were first talking with Mike about doing some things together when we were weekly. We actually had him on and you prepared, you know, audio clips to help out with the Health Ranger reports that we were doing.
Right.
So
yeah, I remember that. In fact, I've still got some of this stuff laying around. I listen to it every once in a while.
Yeah, the backstory of how it all came to be. And so providing, you know, the audio, let's say, version. Of course, Mike, you continue to appear every once in a while whenever we can get you on the show. Appreciate that. But also you're doing some teaching, if you will, in the audio format available through Natural News. And those are linked up, especially on this Ebola issue. You have, this imperative from deep within you to get this information out as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. I had a very strong intuitive sense about 30 days ago that I needed to really boost up my own personal preparedness plans and help others get prepared too. And I was on that track really even, you know, long before Ebola came to America. And I decided that I needed to launch that website, biodefense.com, to put out all the Ebola preparedness information for free. And you know, some people thought, well, that's a waste of time. This is just a disease that's in Africa. It's a continent away. You know, the American people don't really pay attention to that. But I got to tell you, you know, a logarithmic multiplication of a pandemic, how are they going to keep it out of America? I mean, I knew that at the time before it ever happened. And then, so now I'm not surprised that it's in America. But overall, you know, all of our mission here is the same. Don and Robert, myself, is to educate people, empower people, save lives, tell the truth, get the information out that other people, that people normally don't get from other sources. And by the way, guys, keep in mind that if there is a national emergency declared, if pandemic spreads throughout the United States, the government can seize control of all communications. That's part of the executive order. They could shut us down, and they could say that anyone who doesn't promote vaccines will be taken offline.
Yeah, it's a bold move, but that's why the fear-mongering is not what we're saying. Because when you say that, Mike, someone will say, well, you're just fear-mongering. No, actually, the fear-mongering is about the only solution being a vaccine or being a drug. Because it's completely wrong. The fact of the matter is these ancient diseases, and even if we might argue that Ebola could have been engineered, and it's possible, they still have to play out in a world where the law of the terrain is the guiding, you know, rule book for life on planet Earth.
Absolutely.
And if you're corrupted, if you're toxic, if you're deficient, you will be susceptible to just any old bacteria that's been around forever, much less a new one. And if you are strengthened by what you do, by living differently, by being minerally proficient, by being, you know, detoxified enough, that even if you encounter something strange and new and deadly, even if you succumb temporarily, you will have the wherewithal, the reserves in your body to overcome it with natural medicine, like homeopathy, like the things we've mentioned already. And so I think that it's a wrong-headed notion to say because we're bringing up the fact that the government could shut down communications that we're fear-mongering. No, the opposite is true.
Oh, it's absurd. I'd really like to address this absurd notion of fear-mongering. You know, this phrase is invoked by thoughtless, weak-minded people who don't even understand what the term means. They just throw it out anytime someone has something, a legitimate warning to share. So I would invite all these people who are saying fear-mongering to stop wearing seatbelts when they drive on the highway, because, you know, that's fear-mongering to suggest that you might get in an accident and therefore you should wear a safety harness. You know, obviously, they don't want to have any fear-mongering and they don't want to have any negativity. They should barrel down the interstate at 75 miles an hour with no seatbelts and stay positive. You see, that's the power of positive thinking. In fact, at night, they should have no headlights on either. No seatbelts, no headlights, and they should just barrel down Highway 101 in California with all the curves and the cliffs and think positive. And they'll be totally okay because, of course, they control their own reality. So, you know, this kind of thinking is insanely stupid. I'll just lay it out there that way and tell it the way it is. The real term fear-mongering means if you're trying to scare somebody about something that isn't real. So if I was saying, well, Sasquatch is going to break into your home tonight, that would be fear-mongering because that's probably not true. You know, the Loch Ness Monster is going to eat your canoe. No, that's fear-mongering.
Right.
But to say Ebola is in America and maybe you should get prepared, that's actual fact.
Yeah, I mean, that's responsible reporting, in my opinion, but You know, who are we to argue with people that are, I guess, exceptionally close-minded or outrageously stupid? So if we look at some of the stupid things, to use that term, or criminally negligent, I'm not sure where this falls in, but this so-called patient zero of Ebola in Dallas the other day. Now, he was diagnosed here. It didn't mean that he caught it here because he had traveled evidently through Africa, maybe even Liberia. And the nurse attending evidently asked that question and said, hey, oh, he's traveled to Africa. Maybe we should hold on to this guy. And they let him out. What does that tell you about the incompetence of that particular hospital or the hospital system in general? Or was it a malicious intent scenario? I don't know. But, I mean, if you want to ratchet up the fear, you say, hey, this guy, even if he doesn't have it, because we're not – we don't know definitively because it was PCR. We acknowledge that that takes a fragment of unknown genetic material and amplifies it hundreds of millions of times, and that's not really a reliable way to determine an infective agent. But we're not saying he wasn't sick or he's not communicable in some way, but we pause and we say, hey, what is going on here? Is this all a psychological operation just to frighten the people into accepting what we know is not a solution, the vaccines and the drugs?
Well, anytime the CDC says something, we have to be suspicious. You know, there's such a history of lying and deception by the CDC that
right.
Almost everything they say, you have to really think critically about it. But to your point about the incompetence of the medical staff, this is a very important point, and I've been trying to wake people up to this.
Okay.
That there's this myth that says, well, the Ebola won't spread in America because we are a first world nation with advanced hospitals. And in fact, President Obama, now being called Ebola, said, well, Ebola wouldn't ever really come to the United States. And so obviously he was wrong about that. But this myth that our hospitals are going to save us needs to be really understood. The truth is that our hospitals right now can't even prevent the spread of superbugs. Superbugs like MRSA, CRE, and C. diff are rampant across U.S. hospitals. And how are they being spread? You know the answer, Robert. They're being spread by the medical staff.
Yeah.
It's the medical staff that goes from patient to patient to patient spreading MRSA. It's the doctors who are spreading this because hospital staff, even though they're fully trained, they refuse to wash their hands. They fail to go through proper sanitizing procedures
right.
to prevent the spread. So how are we now supposed to rely on this same staff and the same infrastructure systems to prevent the spread of Ebola?
Mm-hmm. Well, and even taking it a step further back, remember it's the medical profession that created these bugs that didn't exist anywhere in nature because of their over-reliance on petrochemical patent medicines. Whereas if they had relied on them in the last resort, as they were appropriately perhaps invented to do, and instead have now made it a first resort everywhere and fed it to animals everywhere, they've literally created a crisis of microbes that didn't need to happen.
Well, absolutely. And in fact, on a bigger picture issue, I think that this Ebola is the result of mankind's activity. And there are two ways to look at that. One theory going around is that, you know, the Department of Defense engineered this, and there's a patent on it by the U.S. government. So this was a deliberately engineered bioweapon that maybe escaped a laboratory or something, or was even intentionally deployed, I've heard. But the other possibility is that, hey, humanity has just destroyed so much of the natural ecosystem and poisoned so much of the land and the water and cut down so many trees and, you know, has just savaged the entire ecosystem of the planet that then gives rise mm-hmm. to more dangerous viral pandemics that, in a big picture point of view, are sort of Mother Nature's way of rebalancing mm-hmm. the planet. You know, if you have bacteria in a petri dish and they begin to overpopulate, they use up all the resources and they die off. There are some scientists who say, well, this is the stage that humanity is at now on our planet. Too many people, too much destruction. Now there's a automatic backlash from nature that may sweep through and reduce the population. So who knows? I'm not saying that I don't know the truth of what is actually the origin of this, but those are some of the theories.
Sure. No, and they're important to discuss as well. You know, our good friend Jonathan Emord is going to be joining us regularly on the Robert Scott Bell Show now. You know, talked and wrote about the rise of tyranny. What we're talking about here is like maybe the rise of microbiological tyranny. maybe induced by the arrogance and ignorance of man, as well, as you said, the destruction of the ecology. We talk about it on an interpersonal basis. You destroy your gut ecology. What's going to take over in your body is not a plot from the New World Order people. It's literally what you've allowed be done to you, to your body. And in the same way, on a global scale, we've all participated in this madness.
Yes. Now, I got to shift gears to the question of liberty, because there's some very important news on this with Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
This family that's in Texas has been ordered to stay home and stay in isolation for 21 days under threat of criminal arrest. And in addition, now, these are the family members who came into contact with Duncan, the identified patient in the Dallas hospital. But in addition, they are being mandated by state authorities in Texas to give blood samples to the department, what's it called, the Dallas County Health and Human Services Department. So they must now agree to these medical interventions, and they must agree to self-quarantine isolation or face arrest. And I'm not saying that I disagree with this, but I am pointing out that what we warned about, the medical quarantines, the forced isolation, and the forced medical intervention, is no longer a theory. This is happening in Dallas right now.
Yeah.
And Texas law and federal law fully authorizes this kind of activity on the part of the government.
Well, as this show is a show that's rooted in freedom, we're going to continue the discussion, wrap up our show, number 1000 since we launched with Natural News Radio, here with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and talk a little bit more about where this is going and how we got here as well. So stick around. Lots more healing to go. One more segment to do it in.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
If you ever miss a show, and, you know, Lord knows we don't want you to. The fact of the matter is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, has made it possible for you to go back to almost a 1,000 shows. Man, oh, man. And you can go to naturalnewsradio.com. We have it linked up every day in the show notes, of course, directly to that. And, Mike, got to say thank you so much for making it possible when we launched 3-plus years ago, whenever it was. Oh, my gosh, what we were trying to do, and we're still doing it.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Think about the number of lives that you've touched in 1,000 shows. It's extraordinary. And a decade ago, no one could have imagined just how successful this message of holistic health and self-healing and personal responsibility would ever become. We're winning this, I don't want to call it a war, but it's just more of an empowerment mission. We're winning. It's great.
Yeah, absolutely. But on the standpoint that you just brought up before the break about the liberty issue, the isolation, the mandatory blood draws and things like that, it is concerning to me because we don't know when it's legitimate. Because when we know about history and government, whenever there's an emergency, a crisis, the rule of law is suspended. There's something known in international law as the law or rule of necessity. And the rule of necessity has no law. It's the idea that we can suspend the Constitution and quarantine Japanese people in internment camps during World War II. That concept, we look back and we go, oh, how horrific, but are we in another case that now the entity is not an enemy of national origin, but it's biological, it's microbiological, so it has no political party, no race or anything like that, and it does genuinely concern me that we are also being deceived on some level.
Well, I completely agree with you, and there's no question that government believes it has the right to suspend your rights in any kind of a pandemic, a true or fabricated. The Texas Health and Safety Code reads that if a person does not follow these orders, which include isolation and quarantine orders, they can be, quote, enforced by the courts and the person can face criminal charges. So what we are going to see if this spreads across North America, and by the way, I think it's only a matter of time before some viral pandemic really does sweep across the United States and major U.S. cities, what we're going to see is a government that completely abandons the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and simply uses force to control people, to isolate and quarantine people, we're going to see the most horrific restrictions on freedoms, freedom of movement, perhaps even freedom of speech that we've ever seen in the history of America. And there will be those who will say, well, this is necessary. This is necessary to stop the pandemic. And at some level, if there is a genuine outbreak in a small town, let's say, I probably couldn't disagree with a quarantine of that small town. But like you said, Robert, this is going to be abused. They're going to go too far. There's going to be corruption and abuses, and there will be probably federal agents looting private homes.
Right.
Looting retail stores. We saw this in Hurricane Katrina. We saw police officers looting Walmart.
Sure. Well, we see it with the TSA and looting baggage. I mean, my goodness, this is not new. And, you know, they've already disavowed any acknowledgement that natural medicine has a place or role. In fact, they've attacked it. So the other aspect of this is if we have genuine options, solutions to the pandemic, real or imagined, yet we would be denied the utilization of it or even the ability to communicate it, that is a form of tyranny that is not appropriate in the saving of lives and is not appropriate in the reduction of the spread of disease.
Well, absolutely. And you can bet that there is going to be an element of tyranny in this. For example, they could use this to target gun owners, for example. And the way the IRS was used to target conservative nonprofit groups, they could use a quarantine situation or a pandemic situation to determine, well, who owns guns, go to their homes, and then say, well, they have symptoms of a communicable disease. I saw that guy sneeze. So then they take them away,
right,
and they raid their home, take all their firearms. I mean, that's just one example of something that they could pull off with these extraordinary powers and the lack of constitutional protections for the people. And we can't trust the government to apply any kind of powers with a sense of humanitarianism or compassion or justice.
No, and that's why I'm so impassioned to get this information out to teach people to heal so that they don't become prey to lies, even if they're well-intentioned lies. I don't want to see that be the new order, if you will, in America, and we've been descending that way for a long time. So, Mike, we're out of time, and God bless you, my friend. Thank you for supporting us all these years here. We're so appreciative of you and helping us to get this word out.
Well, thank you, Robert, and thank you, Don, also for this 1,000th show to have made this possible. It's a great achievement. Thank you both, guys.
Tomorrow, Dr. Frank King, Healing Revolution. Liam Sheff is back with great information as well. In the meantime, tell your friends it's the truth. The power to heal is yours and theirs.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.